More Alaskan unhappiness with some of President Obama's recent changes as the operator of Alaska's only coal mine is speaking out against a new Obama administration water protection rule. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Healy-based Usabelli Coal Mine sees the stream protection rule as an attack on the industry.
The stream protection rule issued by the Federal Office of Surface Mining, Reclamation, and Enforcement updates three-plus decades-old regulations for mining near water. But Usabelli Coal Mine spokeswoman Lorelei Simon maintains the rule is not about improving operations.
This rule was absolutely crafted and designed to put the coal industry out of business.
Department of the Interior officials would not comment on the new stream protection rule, but a department press release says it lays out, quote, reasonable and straightforward reforms, unquote, covering coal mining near streams, including requirements for water quality monitoring and restoration. The department says the rule is the product of a process that began in 2009 and included, quote, 150,000 written comments and statements, 15 open houses and public meetings, and extensive outreach to stakeholders nationwide, unquote. Usabelli Simon counters that the process ended earlier this year without sufficient opportunity for the coal industry to respond.
We just thought it was absolutely laughable because the federal government gave the public 100 days to digest nearly 3,000 pages, the proposed rule, the EIS, and supporting documents.
Simon adds that, unlike its predecessor, the new rule does not account for unique mining conditions in Alaska, like permafrost and surface waters frozen for much of the year.
A one-size-fits-all approach to coal mining. So they took this rule, which we believe they kind of tried to target Appalachia, and then they just smeared it across the entire country.
State regulators charged with implementing the new rule and environmental groups say they're still assessing it. But Kenta Suda with Earth Justice in Juneau points to the basic importance of the new rule in Alaska.
In this state, coal deposits are in many cases coincide with salmon spawning streams.
Suda does not identify any concerns with Usabelli's long operating coal mine near Healy, but says the proposed Chewitna coal project near Cook Inlet is in an area with numerous salmon streams the new rule may fall short of adequately protecting.
It may be a step in the right direction, but we're concerned that it's not as strong as necessary to make sure that coal mining is not allowed within salmon streams here in Alaska.
The stream protection rule takes effect the day before President Obama cedes office to Donald Trump, an ardent supporter of the coal industry, and Usabelli Simon says the company is optimistic the rule will be overturned. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who chairs the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, says Congress will work to do so. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.